Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this hump day, Wednesday, April 29th. Glad you're with us. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Basil with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver all together in different locations making this show work. We're here in Benton today at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Thanks for having us, Steve. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys being here. Great partnership.
We'll talk some more about their amazing car loan deals. They're offering starting this Friday. My man Nate says, great interview. Love Brad Harris. Yeah, impressive coach. Really,
he's good. Guy. He's always been a good guy.
Before we go to Joe Nichols, reminder, Willie Nelson turns 93 today. Pretty darn impressive. Jerry Steinfeld, 72. Daniel Day-Lewis, 69. Michelle Pfeiffer. I was going to bring up Michelle. When you think of Michelle Pfeiffer, what movie do you think of?
There's three for me.
Okay.
There's Grease 2.
Okay.
She's
in Grease 2.
Witches of Eastwick. And of course, she was.
Yes.
Her womb was so palote. I could not even have a kid with her.
Scarface.
Go ahead. Say hello to the bad guy.
She was great in Scarface.
She was smoke. But there's a song that she's in with a rapper. What's that song?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's where she looks.
It's
Coolio.
Is it Coolio?
That's what it is. Is it Coolio?
Gangster's Paradise.
I love the video. I love the song. Gangster's Paradise. She's in there.
What's the spoof? The Amish.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah. Who was that? What's that guy's name?
Weird Al.
Yeah, she was in Dangerous. Is that Dangerous Liaisons? What movie is that, Rog?
I said Dangerous Liaisons.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Dangerous Minds, isn't it?
Dangerous Minds.
I thought it was Dangerous Minds.
Okay. Except, why don't you say Dangerous Liaisons?
Before,
where'd that come from, please?
It's on the list there. But before we go to Joe, Eve Plum. Who is Eve Plum, Steve?
Her favorite.
Jan Brady. And what was the most famous line she ever had?
Marsha.
That is your financial expert right there, Eve Plum. And when they did the Brady Bunch movies, somebody else played, and it just didn't look right.
Let's bring in Joe Nichols there, Christian.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com. Give me that smile and I'm
somewhere. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We're doing great, man. Our boy Justin Moore put on a show out there for the folks in Fayetteville for the Red-White game, and then the boys got out there and did a pretty good job. I don't think it was anything just, eye-opening, but I don't presume you were there this weekend. But did you get a chance to watch any of the video?
Man, I have not. I've been working pretty hard on the road and in the studio, so I didn't get a chance to see the spring game. I heard mixed reviews, so y'all tell me all about it. How'd it go?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those. I think, Justin, you were there. I think you saw some good things and not so good things, and I think they looked organized. And, I think the question is, do we have the Jimmys and Joes to match up with this tough schedule we have? And Justin, would you want to take it any further than that?
Well, I mean, when you say, hey, do we have the Jimmys and Joes to contend with this schedule?
Yeah.
That's a mouthful. I mean, I do think we have, Joe, I think we have some good skill position players, backs, and I think our wide receiver room, I said this yesterday, is pretty good. Maybe sneakily. I think our O-line is above average. I don't know that it's great, like that one we had under Bielema and what was it, 15, 16, something like that. But Yeah, I saw some good things. But, Joe, they mixed the ones and twos, and so, like, a lot of the O-linemen weren't playing with the guys that they are typically with, and same with the D-line. And it wasn't like ones against twos or, you know, ones against ones or anything like that. So, it's kind of difficult to tell, but I don't know, Baz. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, no, I think
that
that's fair. I think there's work to be done. I think that they're going to be better coached. They're going to focus.
I will say the like pre-snap penalties. What do we have? Two, maybe, or three.
That's it.
I mean, that's good. Other than a pick six, which according to AJ, what's his last name?
Hill.
It was an option route.
Yeah.
And he and the receiver were not on the same page. They took care of the football, which, I mean, was probably the difference in 2-3 wins last year.
It sure was. Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
At least, yeah.
So that was a positive. Of course, since we talked to you last, Mika Murnin is committed to the Razorbacks, number one class in the country, according to the most experts. Thoughts on it? I know you're familiar with him.
Yeah, we talked about him a couple weeks ago last week. That's a huge get, man. I think if that guy, I don't know if anybody's seen video on that guy, but if he plays to his potential, then that's your Trevin Brazil, you know, replacement in a lot of ways. I don't know, you know, about a couple of things. I think there's some question marks, but man, he's a real, real, real talented big guy. And now if you put him with another potential superstar at the five, like this Benny Akizi, I think his name is. You get that guy, one of the top centers in next year's class. It might reclassify this year.
He is ranked as the top center.
There you
second
go.
Second overall player, I believe.
Man. I think I heard he. It's not that he's a super young guy that's trying to reach up. I think he actually is turning 18 this next month.
He would be a reclass.
Kind of on
reclass.
Pace to be a freshman. Yeah. So that's, you know, I hope people don't think that he's going to reclass as a 17, you know, and try to be.
Yeah,
out there with grown men. But I've heard great things about all that situation. I would love, you know, for it all to work out perfectly. In my opinion, it never does. But if you could have a perfect scenario of Malik Thomas, you know, which I think is a long shot for him coming back, but if he did, him and Billy coming back, if you add Akizi at center, and you also add a Hanglocken, that's a national championship roster, hands down. But a lot of things have to happen for that to go down. I don't know if we have the money or space or whatever, but man, if you got all those guys to come in, I don't see a team out there that would be, that would have a better case for number one preseason.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I like the way Joe's talking, Roger.
He's breaking it down.
I like the way he's talking.
Joe's no slouch.
Yeah, this. He's.
Don't tell me short. I'm a tremendous slouch.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Did want to remind everybody that so the game was canceled yesterday. Razorbacks versus Northwestern State. They're playing again this afternoon at 3:00. To Raj. No, Randy, right? No, Drive Time Sports this afternoon.
That's right.
Buzz too.
That's all right, Randy.
Damn it! Happy birthday to Care. Happy anniversary. Just in case I missed them.
So you've got Ole Miss coming into town this weekend. It'd be nice to get to get this series win. Razorback women will go to Austin, take on number 4 Texas, the defending national champions. Roger and I have been talking about this. We don't want to curse this softball team. We just feel like this might be the year. You get Dakota Kennedy back this weekend in Austin. And so we had DJ Gasso on yesterday, great hitting coach, and had Coach Dyfel on Friday. And so we just sort of feel like if they can just, you know, get some breaks and get a good draw with their region and super region, which they should have another super region at home, that this might be the year to get them to Oklahoma City.
And that'd be awesome. We got the talent and the coach, man. We just got to have a little bit of good fortune come our way, as everybody does, to make the championship run. So, good luck. We'll see you on that.
do want to thank D3 Auto Sales for sponsoring Joe each week. Now, Joe, did you learn about gymnastics this week like we did? That really sorry to see yesterday Jordan Weaver steps down, wants to focus more on her family, and the replacement coach was announced like 5 seconds after she said she was stepping down. It's her husband.
Yeah.
It's her husband. It's like, what?
Well, they had to do it because they rode together.
Did you follow gymnastics at all, Joe?
I don't really follow gymnastics, but I knew that we had a good thing going with top talent. I can't remember the girl's name that transferred, and then the coach. Obviously, I think, you know, I don't know how much y'all have talked about it this morning or this week, but I think it's all pointing to the fact that they're trying to get slim with their budget.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, cutting everything that they can, I guess, quote unquote, can cut. I don't know if I like it. I hate it for all the athletic program, you know, players and coaches and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I get kind of the thinking. I just don't know that I like it at all. I get that they're trying to save every dollar they can to throw it towards football. Football generates the most. But, man, it sure does. It sure does suck watching all this stuff play out in college sports. You know, it killed the, you know, in many, many ways, college sports are dying, you know, painful death. And I just hate it for the girls of college athletics. I have three girls, you know, my youngest is, you know, kind of a softball freak a little bit. And she's got a great pitcher. She's about to turn 12. And I think she'll meet Bree Ellis, actually, this Friday. Bree Ellis is doing a camp here in Longview, Texas. So we might go over and join that camp. But, man, I get it, but I hate it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, two things on that. We had Bree Ellis on Friday. She was great, and we were so lucky to have her last year every week. And I think, Roger, the only answer for this money situation, more Justin Moore free concerts in Fayetteville for the athletic department.
Well, I agree. With a special appearance by Joseph Nichols.
They think of
as hard as we try, you know, what's funny is we could do free shows out the wazoo, man. And honestly, we couldn't make a dent in what it really required.
No. That'd be it right there, Joe Nichols and Justin Moore are doing a concert every weekend, and we've still only got three programs now. We're getting rid of all of them. Walmart.
Hello.
Even Rick Schaefer called him out yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever. I'm not going to go there.
Ryan Silverfield, Ryan Silverfield did come by Justin's bus and hang out with Justin. And Justin, you were impressed with him, right? With your time with him Saturday?
Yeah, man. A really good guy. Seems super genuine. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. Yeah, I mean, what else can you be?
Was that
point?
Or after the tug of war video?
I'm not putting a whole lot of stock in
like
that.
That's spoken like a true Hawk fan.
Joe, was going to ask you today.
I really did like him. I'm just. Yeah. I got to see something before
It is it's the 93rd birthday. I don't know if you knew this, Joe. Willie Nelson hits 93 today. What's your thoughts on Willie's career?
Hold on. Before you answer that, Joe, I'm not going to give him a hint at all. I'm willing to bet that he picks the same song I did.
Okay.
His favorite.
Yeah, give us your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Man, it's hard to do on the spot. Golly. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, I guess.
Okay.
That's kind of not even a really...
Maybe a signature.
A Fred Rose song from the 40s.
What would be a signature song? I tell you what, I like that Redheaded Stranger album was...
Justin, you said, what'd you say?
Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground.
Oh, yeah. Man, another good one. Yeah, I was thinking you were always on my mind. Whiskey River, old Johnny Bush. I think Johnny Bush did that first, but Whiskey River, big one. Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. I love the cover he did of Leon Russell, A Song for You. That's in that Honeysuckle Rose movie.
Never heard
it. I've been so many places in my life and time.
Okay. He did a great album with that too, right? Called Honeysuckle Rose.
Yeah, Shotgun with it. And
that's probably my favorite album of his.
What did we learn, Roger, about Always on My Mind, that he wrote?
It was not his. He did not write it.
It was
Elvis did a great version of it, which we like, but it was, we always thought it was Willie's song, but he didn't write it.
Tommy Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sung it, but he didn't write it. We thought
correct. He sang it.
Yeah,
he may have sang it.
Joe, we said the three things you know about Willie Nelson: one is great music, two is weed, and three is the IRS. So all three of those have been but he's still here. He's still here.
Joe, I bet you have, but you've been on his bus.
Man, I've not. That's the one guy I've always wanted to spend time with. That I never got a chance to. So far, never got a chance to.
Oh. I got you.
I wish I had a good Willie story. I've heard some great ones.
it's amazing that he's still. At 93, he's still out playing in front of folks. I mean, he's. I don't know how much he's doing it, but I know. Within the last year, I saw where he played somewhere for a birthday celebration or something, and pretty impressed to be 93. Maybe it shows you the power of weed. I don't know, but he's hanging around, still got that same old guitar that he plays. And
was that Merle? You told us a weird story on a bus, Joe. Was that Merle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Merle.
Well, if Merle Haggard says come hang out on my bus, or Willie Nelson says come hang out on my bus, you're going on that bus.
Be prepared. That's right.
Yeah man.
Great stuff.
Dude.
Back to the songs, man. I think. What's great about Willie Nelson, another thing that's really great about him, is some of the biggest songs he wrote, I don't think were originally released by him. I know Crazy. He wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline. And I think Gene Ain't Funny, How Time Slips Away. I think maybe Ray Price did that.
Yep. Four Walls.
Four Walls, yeah. So, there's a lot of songs that...
Hello Walls.
Man, he's written...
Oh, Hello Walls, excuse me. Yeah.
Freaking Hello Walls.
Yeah.
Four Walls is the George Jones...
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, when you three, especially Roger, listen, Justin...
These guys know.
Roger gets excited when he can talk deep country with you guys.
Well, I don't wear khakis on Wednesday when I'm talking to Joe Nichols. I won't do it.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much, as always. Thanks to D3 Auto Sales. Hopefully we can talk next week about a series win over Ole Miss and a series win over Texas. So we'll go
for that. And a big commitment from a big time five.
Let's get that. I like it. I like what you're saying.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe, have a great week, buddy.
Yep.
Talk soon.
Thanks,
Joe. See you, buddy. Go Hawks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to D3 Auto Sales, 2410 Main Street in Des Arc, 870-256-1600. If you want to get a car there, you can get your financing right here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
That's right. We can get you up where you're buying brand new or refinancing what you've got, 24, 25, 26-year models, financing up to 84 months. Take the summer off with no car payments, with 90 days no pay. And the big one is historic rates, rates as low as 1.776%.
There's a picture floating around the Internet right now.
Of you and
Steve and Tim Wilson playing. One of us plays in the flute, the other one's with the drums, and the other one is, what's he doing?
Carrying a flag.
Well, I did see, though, Scott White joins us now, the new COO here at Alcoa. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Pull that mic a little closer to your mouth. Right, there you go. Now, when I was pulling up this morning, Justin, at 5:30, I could have sworn I saw on the sign Roger with like a rubber ducky. Did I see that correctly?
Yeah.
He's like a swimming pool rubber
Absolutely.
Ducky.
Absolutely. Promoting
like
our
little one?
Program.
No, a big one. Like it's wrapped around his waist. Yeah. Is that right?
I'd slip that in Steve's DMs.
Inflatable, yeah.
I didn't know that was what was happening.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Yeah.
Now, Scott, you know the great history we have here of Morning Mayhem with the. Listen, he's already heard this 1,000 times, but you must have set a second alarm. Justin Moore knows that now too. He's got 5 alarms to get him up. But yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, so you've been here what, a month now? 2 months?
About a month.
Yeah.
Lived here in Benton for 13 years, been in the banking industry for about 40 years.
Wow, is that right?
And so it's nice to be at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here, and here where I live. It's great to be here.
You've been in the big banking business for 40 years. Where did you start out in banking?
I started out in East Texas, in Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Okay.
And then spent a lot of time in Magnolia, Arkansas, and a lot of time in Malvern.
And Steve, what was your first stop for you? Same thing for you, right?
Well, no, you know, I was out of banking for a long time. I ran a sales division at Axiom for 15 years.
Okay.
So the beginning of my career was in banking, and now the end of my career.
Where did you start the banking at? Where was
Worthen Bank.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was back. Roger, you remember Worthen?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, you had Worthen, you had First Commercial, you had, was that it?
There's Union Bank.
Union Bank.
Yeah, they were the big three.
You know, back then, too, Justin, your dad remembers it, and Roger does, that the banks, those three banks were so big in Razorback. So you'd have the stickers the different things.
They'd have the ribbons on game day or Friday game day, you know.
Yeah, and of course, back in the 70s, what did you do if you wanted to know the weather? You called the bank. If you want to know what time it was, you called the
time and tell.
Time and tell.
Dang straight. You know.
What was it? What was the number?
Is there a number that did you?
Yeah, there was.
Still there. I think it's still available.
Tommy knows it.
He does. I remember telling you. It was time and temperature. Yeah.
Tommy never forgets numbers.
You remember that, though? Like, you could call, you're like, what time is it? What's temperature? You called time. It was called Tim and Tim.
I know. Could you imagine? Think about this. We called a number to see what time.
It was like a 3-digit number.
661-1037. We got to figure that one out.
I was thinking it was a 3-digit number, but I could be wrong.
Were they all different for each?
I didn't have it. Hot Springs.
I don't
it was
think
a 7-digit number. I think it was. I didn't know it was 3-digit number.
All right, so 661-1037.
I could be wrong, Raj.
No. And you could be right. I mean, depending on where you call. I mean,
okay. So
I remember phones. My grandmother's phone number was NA396. N-A. It was National.
It sounds like HEAL.
Be on time for that. That's what, you know, I thought that was made up, but my grandmother's first phone, the number that I remember first calling was, tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are. I remember when we got our first push-button phone.
Yeah, that Tommy used to always talk about that. He would say we have the letters. That's how you remember.
We never had to go. Hey, Sarah, get me. You know.
Yeah. Now,
our
Justin,
can lit up all 5 lines. But
okay.
I was thinking it was like 411, but I could be wrong.
Let's do it, Christian. When you get the right number, let's call it.
We got Eric. What you got?
Okay, Eric. What you got? Eric, go ahead.
Hey, it's Kerry. Yakshamash.
Yakshamash.
Yakshamash. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kerry.
3768111.
Okay, so I'm getting a lot of those too. 3768111.
Got it, Christian.
What number is that?
it's a time and temp number.
Little Rock area.
It's just so is the city. So who puts that out there? Who pays for it? Is it city?
The bank pays for it.
Which bank?
Yeah. I don't even know if it's still active.
Let's try. I was
thinking that the one I called was Bank of Malvern.
Yeah, that's what you were doing at Bank of Malvern back in the day. 332 or 337.
Oh, that's
something.
What Justice was. Okay, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, and I didn't even bank with Bank of Malvern. I was with Malvern National Bank. But that's where I called Time Attempt.
So Roger just tried the 3768. None of that works anymore. Think about this. If we wanted to find out what the weather was going to be, we called the bank.
Yeah.
We called a recording to figure out what the you know and what time it is. It's just
we didn't have watches back then.
No. phones do it all now.
Christian, do you have a clue what we're talking about?
Oh, I really don't. No, this is before my time.
Is there anybody else we should take on those calls, Christian, just to see, just to make sure?
I can answer the next one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and see what we say here. Just punch them up there. Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Kyle,
what you got?
I wanted to answer the question about the time and temp.
Okay, go ahead.
It was 501. It was 338. Justin was right. It was the Bank of Malvern. It was the number was 332 temp.
332 temp. Okay?
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. But thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. We'll go ahead and take a break, and you can text us.
He must be from around where I'm from.
Well, Scott, you knew it. I mean, again, if you're in that region, I mean, if you're in that area, that's what you grew up, you know, having to do. Look at all three of you on your phones. Isn't that something?
Well, it says Time and Temp. Jared Lee just sent me. He still has it on his phone, Time and Temp.
Time and Temp.
And it is that 376 number.
Do you guys ever wish we could go back to where we could just call one number?
Every day.
That's every day.
I am on eBay as we speak looking for two parts
you
for
say
my
no.
hot tub time
You say
machine.
No. Oh, Tom, yeah, you do want to go back.
I want to go
so
back.
So much simpler back then.
I want to go back and change a few things that I did.
Speaking of old times, that's our man Willie Nelson taking us to the break.
This song and Redheaded Stranger. I mean, he was a fantastic actor, too. He really was a good actor, just natural.
But you're right. Have you seen Thief by Michael Mann? Got James Caan in it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you're right. The people don't know what Willie Nelson used to look like back in the 60s.
He and Waylon and Johnny
nice
Paycheck.
Suits, clean, no
clean
beard.
Cut.
Yeah,
that's right.
Clean cut.
They all had to. They weren't going to put up with that kind of trash in Nashville.
Not at all.
No, you're smoking the weed.
All right, don't go away. 9:30 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Thursday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is SportsCenter.
The NCAA tournament is on the verge of expanding from 68 teams to 76 teams. According to Pete Thamel of ESPN, it's expected to be finalized in mid-May and will be effective for the upcoming season. Through this proposal, there will be 8 more games than now. What is now the first 4 in Dayton, which features 8 teams, would expand to 24 of the 76 teams in the tournament, 6 games on Tuesday and 6 games on Wednesday. The traditional 64-team bracket would still start on Thursday, but more teams will be qualifying as at-larges to get in. And sticking with college basketball news, the number one player in the country, Tyron Stokes, announced he would be attending Kansas next season. The final two teams in the running for him were Kansas and Kentucky. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of a shower, a high of just 73 degrees. North wind today, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, down to 53. Still mostly cloudy tomorrow. We don't even hit the 70s. We're expecting just a high of 67. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
It's Justin Akery for The Zone. Coming up on the Wednesday edition, we'll be in studio with Big Joe Klein from Corky's Barbecue. We'll get his thoughts on Arkansas's recent basketball additions. Also, Carson Brumbaugh recapping the Northwestern State game and looking ahead to Game 2. He's brought to you by Pinnacle Parties up in Conway. Didi's coming in from Ava Bella Day Spa, getting you set for Mother's Day. It's right around the corner. What's on tap? Thanks to our friends at Flyway Brewing. Birthday trivia. Thanks to our friends over at Brewski's. And entertainment brought to you by our buddies in Conway, Bell and Sword. It's The Zone, where sports and entertainment.
Hey, it's David Bowser with more. Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Floyd Seafood on Keele Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Roger Scott for Gravely Moores here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Moore home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Moore.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget. But most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater Holton Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, it is 9:36. Roger, we got to make a little. We got to throw out a little.
Make a little dance.
Got to throw a little congratulations out to Josh Brown, the new head football coach of Cutter Morning Star. Just happens to be the son of said Steve Brown.
Salute. Last time I saw him, we were sitting beside each other watching the Razorback basketball game here in the capital city.
That's right. Justin, do you know where Cutter Morning Star is? The high school.
Yeah, we play them every year.
Yeah, I was thinking that you might be. If, for those who don't know, where you're driving into Hot Springs, it's the one you see on the left if you're going into Hot Springs.
Right. Directly across from Magic Springs.
I'm not 100% sure, Justin, but I think your point AD went to Cutter. I think he may be the product of Cutter Morning Star.
No. Mickey?
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I want to say that.
Do want to thank everybody. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was in Cutter's conference when I was in school, and I think we're still in same conference, if I'm not mistaken.
So are they a football school?
Starting to be. I don't think they have a whole lot of history, but they made the playoffs last year, so he'll have a good.
What's the mascot?
I don't.
Eagles.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mean this. Like in a bad way, but I've never known. They've never really been a anything type school. You know what I mean? Like,
I really don't
mean that bad. But I'm like, they never beat. When I was in school, they never beat us in any sport. And since I've been coaching all of my kids, my oldest is 16. They've never beat us in any sport.
You know what? It's about to change. Roger, how did Justin say
no,
that?
No, it ain't about to change. We're going to keep beating them. I really don't mean that in a good terrible way.
What was the phrase that he said? They really hadn't done. They're nothing anything. I can't remember what
the phrase was. I said they're not a anything school. like
there's some specific.
You're not at anything school.
No. We get what you're saying.
Yeah. But I do want to thank everybody for sending us numbers. So what we realize is that in every community there's a gazillion numbers, you know, Scott, that you got Pine Bluff, 534-2203, Northwest Arkansas, 479-521 time, Sheridan, 942-7117. Of course, is 411? What is 411?
Is that still available?
See, I thought it was 411.
Yeah,
I said that earlier. I thought it was. You just dialed 411. Boom! It went straight to time and temp.
I think that's the non-emergency police number.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's right.
No, 411. Yeah, yeah. That's what somebody said. Man, give me the 411. That's the information. Yeah, is that still used? No. No, I mean, that's what that is. I mean, the 411.
Yeah, 411-911.
You got Rainwater Holton Sexton. 888-888.
And somebody said that the 376-8111 is still working, but I thought you said you tried
that. Well, I just tried it.
Yeah.
It didn't, but that doesn't mean it's... listen, there's a lot of user error involved with anything I do.
Scott, somebody said 942 was the area code for Sheridan. That's not accurate. It's 870.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody would. Yeah. Someone said 479-968-2789, and Russell still works.
Right. Well, what about 501-867-5309?
Well, Scott, welcome aboard here at Alcoa. And also, too.
Thanks, Justin. Got him. Those are great.
Do want to mention it's National Zipper Day today.
Hey, ho!
National Zipper
Day. We know one zipper. Who is it?
There's one. Oh, do you know one zipper?
I do.
Zippy.
Zippy the Zipper.
Most famous zipper scene in the movies?
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Drinks and Beans.
Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller. Steve for
Wow,
that.
Steve.
For
those, what was that?
For those who want to find out about the interest rate and the car deal, it doesn't start till Friday, though.
Yeah, right? It doesn't start till Friday. We're trying to get the word out a little bit early ahead of the game so the folks have plenty of time. You know, again, this is something we do every summer. It's a big deal for us, and we really try to take care of our members and our the folks that want to join us. You know, we always offer great rates, but this takes it to another level. Rates as low as 1.776% interest on 24, 25, 26-year models, whether you're buying new off the lot, you've already bought and financed somewhere else, you want to lower your rate, we can help you out there as well. We'll if you want to come by one of our branches, we'd be happy to help you there. Call, give us a call, 501-315. What's our number, Scott? Scott doesn't know it yet, 3776. Or go to our website, alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online. We'll take great care of you.
3776-1776. Starting to come together, Pepper.
Coming together.
We only got about 5 minutes, but I wanted to throw this out there. Tell me a movie where the supporting actor stole the movie. Stole the entire movie.
Antiquities.
That's where I was going.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, very true.
That is true. You were the best part of that movie.
Well,
you were
about the best. You know, they got another zipper.
Give me
Frankenstein. Didn't he have a zipper on his neck?
Yeah, he did. Give me another one.
I'll say Michael Keaton in the movie with Henry Winkler. What was that?
Night Shift.
Yeah.
Heath
okay.
Ledger.
Dark Knight.
Edward Norton in Primal Fear.
Ooh, okay.
Hey,
all right.
I was going to say, Christian, earlier when you were texting me about the performance by Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
I was going to say Heath Ledger as the Joker has got to be up in
he's
there.
Sure. He did a great job.
Would you say
Anthony Hopkins? I think has. I'm sorry, Roger.
No, go ahead.
Has the least amount of time on screen for an Oscar win. For Silence of the Lambs.
Would you say Michael Corleone in Godfather 1? No? Or was it already set up for him to be?
He's sort of supporting, but he's kind of becomes the main.
That's a tough
well, he becomes the main, yeah.
I think, didn't Brando win for supporting that year? Or for
I don't know.
I do
oh,
know.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's a good question.
For supporting.
Because Sachin Littlefoot or whatever accepted the award.
Oh, got it. I got one. How about Jackie Gleason in Smoking the Bandit?
Well, that's not on this list, okay. but for us.
Robert De Niro in Cape Fear?
That's a good one.
He might be the main
star.
Bigger than Nick Nolte.
I think he was bigger, yeah.
Pesci for Goodfellas?
Who?
Pesci for Goodfellas?
Pesci in anything.
You can make that argument.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Justin. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, I mean, this is a bit of a silly one, but John C. Reilly and Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bit of a silly one, but yeah.
He was pretty much just as good as Farrell
in that movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? In Step Brothers, too.
To me, the ultimate actor.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with Step Brothers.
Well, I thought you said Talladega Nights.
I said
no, Step Brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My bad. Yes, in both. You're right.
Yeah, Christian, go ahead.
To me, the ultimate actor at stealing movies that they were barely in was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's always
because great. Yeah. He would be in like one or two scenes, and it's like, wow, that guy's amazing.
Oh, you see those two? Good.
So I was
two.
What is Dennis? How about what Dennis, was the guy Dustin in Dallas Buyers Club? I
Jared
know
Leto?
McConaughey. Leto.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh,
in that.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man.
Yeah.
And Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh, that's all from the 5-0-8-7-0. Yeah.
So Val Kilmer, that would be what my. You know what they have number one on here? And see if you think it's.
Give
right.
me the movie.
It's a science fiction.
Alien.
Darth Vader.
No, it's Han Solo.
Okay, yeah.
So they pick Harrison Ford as
the movie.
It's Star Wars.
He
does
the show.
Yeah,
never saw it.
They have, here's another one, Jack Sparrow. I thought he was the star of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not. He does.
Who's the star? Who?
Orlando Bloom.
Is the star of both movies?
I would consider it the opposite. Orlando Bloom would have been the supporting actor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's another one. But I don't know. That I don't think is correct on this list. They have Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. I thought he was the star.
He's not.
No,
he's only in the movie for like 15 minutes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the movie you were talking about?
Yeah. That's bizarre.
Well, it seems like he's in there a lot more than
that. Steals, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He steals
so that
the movie.
Steals it all.
Yeah,
that
he'd not be the best. Right. Yeah. That was an interesting list.
That's a great list.
Yeah, there's a lot more on there, but we don't have
great
time to get to that. But, yeah.
It's a great.
661-1037. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up here.
Do we have to?
A lot of traffic going on out there, boys. No wonder you're right here on this street.
That's right.
Like, listen,
place to be.
Yeah, it is. Justin and Kate hope that they always go down to SoCo, too, right around the corner.
That's
Justin
right.
Moore's got... He's got his store down here.
Yeah.
The Justin Moore store. Stray Dog, right? Right. Is it back reopened yet, Justin, or no?
Good. That's a cake question. but yeah, This Little Piggy, SoCo, Stray Dog are all right there together.
So. They are the new, they are the power brokers of downtown Benton, is what we hear.
No, we are not.
I tell you, I was in there the other day, SoCo, and it was, the inventory in there is outstanding. And I also ate at the little the Mexican restaurant right Stone Soul on the other side of the intersection.
Baja Grill.
Yeah, very good stuff there. And then again, that thing's like three restaurants or something, right?
Yeah.
It's happening here in Denton.
Got a lot going on.
You know, but we still miss old Denton's, right?
Oh, we do. Those were the days. I have still not tasted a better hush puppy than
Oh, my gosh, that food was so good back then. Yeah. And then you went to the other side of the bar. They had the...
I still see Robert. Robert comes down and hangs out at Mainline Sports Bar quite a bit.
Talk about Tom and Tim, and then you talk about Denton's.
Lincoln Square right there.
Days. Yeah.
I mean, and when you look at that slab that Denton's was on, you go... No way.
I know.
That entire thing was on that slab.
It's crazy how that works. All right, don't go away. 948.
It's hard to believe we're already at the final week of live racing at Oaklawn, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, but the good news is the Oaklawn Anywhere racing season never ends. Bet anytime, anywhere at bet.oaklawn.com.
Exactly. Phone, tablet, computer, you can watch and wager on races from tracks all over the country.
And if you're new, there's a sign-up bonus up to $200. Bet $200, get $50. All the way up to bet $800, get $200 back.
Plus free pass performances, handicapping help, and exclusive analysis from Jeff Money Taylor.
Final week at Oaklawn is loaded too. Stake races Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with a first post time at 12:45, Saturday at 12:15.
And you can even watch and wager on Oaklawn runners in the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby.
Sign up now. Use promo code BUZZ26 and get in on the action.
Oaklawn Anywhere.
It's here. It's there. It's Oaklawn Anywhere.
Lost in the business jungle? From new or solo proprietors to established multi-owner companies, don't monkey around with your business. There's nothing better than Lion Guidance. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts. cuts to choose from, and a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Irish poet William Butler Yeats writes in The Second Coming, "Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned." These words were true in 1919 when Yeats wrote them. They remain true today as confusion and conflict continue around our planet. Then as now, how we live, what we value, and what kind of futures face our children and grandchildren matter. At Double B's, you will always receive a dose of Southern hospitality with a warm, "Welcome to Double B's." After all, we're neighbors. Stroll on by a Double B's today. We have 34 stores in the natural state to serve you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury.
Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance.
During the Genesis signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Didn't meet your goals in January? At Low T Center, they're extending their free testosterone testing. No risk, no commitments, just answers. Low T Center also works with most insurance plans and continues to be the most trusted name in the TRT industry. Book your appointment today at LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Say thanks again to Steve Brown. Steve, thanks for having us out here. And Scott, welcome aboard. We'll be seeing more of you, I'm sure. And Steve, good luck with the new sale, man.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. We appreciate you guys being here very much.
Yeah, you have a good reputation, and your staff does. And I mentioned what Jessica said earlier. That's the kind of thing you'd love to hear, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I think we've got Justin Acri on the on with us at Ava Bella. Justin, are you there?
I am.
How are you, my friend? This is. Were you scheduled to be there today? Was this a quick turnaround?
Or did depends I miss what something? You consider scheduled, David. As of yesterday, I was scheduled to be here. We had to flex some things around because there was a lack of. We had a little miscommunication, and Didi wanted to make sure we had some time to hang out before Mother's Day, and I'm going to be gone on. All of next week, frankly, and so I will be back in time for Buzzbecue, but I'm going to miss. The Mother's Day show that we were slated to do. So we're gonna. Here's the good thing.
Gotcha.
You can relax all next week, boys and girls, and you can buy your mom something great today.
Yeah, so that's cool. Taking care of it now. What else is going on?
Well, we got Carson Brumbaugh, thanks to Pinnacle Parties up in Conway. Michael Cataldo's stopping by about the Simmons Bank Championship. They had a big announcement yesterday related to some support they're giving.
Yeah,
to First Tee, so yeah.
Yes.
And then I think the Mighty Rib's going to pop by and say hello and hang out for a bit. And Didi, say hi to the boys. You guys are going to be over here next week, right, doing your thing?
Yes. Hi, Didi.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Good. We'll see you next. What day are we over there?
Hi, Raji.
Hey, Lady Bird, what day are we there? Wednesday?
They're there. No, Thursday.
I took a shot. I took a shot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get a 1 in 5.
Yeah. But next week what we're doing, Baz, I don't know if Roger reminded you that we're doing the gunk tank competition to
gunk
see who's
tank.
Getting
yeah,
cleaner.
That's the face thing again.
Yours,
I want a rematch.
Yours or Raji's?
He's so pure. He's so pure.
Justin, were you on the show that day when we did that?
Was that like 2-3 weeks ago?
It was where we decided to suck the the juice out of the face.
No, I don't think that's the way it is.
What'd you say?
It was like crawfish.
Like a month ago, something like that?
Yeah, and Rogers looked a little...
I'll tell you what, I went back and had another one done. It was much darker. I went back and had another one done.
A little bit cleaner.
And it was like she pulled out... I look in the tank, there's seahorses in there.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
They do mate for life.
Thank you. That's true.
So I feel good right now. You want a rematch, huh?
You dang right out there. You dang right, because I've got to say, listen, I have no doubts that you are more pure than me.
I don't know with your hair. Are you allowed to do this kind of thing with your hair?
See, I don't know why you got to bring up that. See, you know what that is? That's deflection. And that's to get me off my game to see if I'll snap early. Dede, who is...
Go ahead.
What did you guys use for your question today?
It was about the adding the 8 teams to the tournament.
Son of a...
Justin, you know, I don't think Justin, Justin Moore, I don't think you gave us your opinion on that. Yeah, what do you think about that?
8 teams to what tournament?
To the men's basketball and men's and women's basketball tournament.
No, it's great the way it is.
Well, you're at 68 now with 4 playing games. And Justin, what is it?
You should have 68. I think it should be 64. It's always been.
Well, when we were in school, I mean, I think back in the early 80s, mid 80s, didn't it change?
Yeah, I think so.
Add another 20?
Justin Eckery, that's so I think the additional 8 are for our playing games too, right? All that's the way that's done.
Is that the additional four games?
The only upside I think is maybe you get some games outside Dayton, which I think would be nice. I don't know why Dayton
that
decided.
Is the plan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, because I don't think Dayton deserves all the games personally.
But
nothing against Ohio.
It's going to be 24 of the 76 teams will be playing on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm like I like it the way it is. Everybody wants to tweak.
What was your backup plan for question day? Because now I need one.
That's a great question. I didn't have any backup plan. That was it.
Justin.
Oh,
Acre,
crap.
Justin Eckery, real quick, make sure the 3 o'clock game today with Northwestern State's on bus 2. Correct.
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Silent Tactics just scratched out of the Kentucky Derby. That stinks.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the horses that had Arkansas connections.
Yeah, are you going with the favorite, even though it's got the inside position?
Not a chance in Hades.
Wow. Woo! No Renegade.
That horse has no shot.
Wow. Steve, thanks again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve, for being here.
Yes. Thank you, Scott.
Good job back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good job out there at Poen on Moore Mountain, Justin Moore. Raj, great job as always.
Thanks for leading
us.
And
thanks, everybody, for listening. Really appreciate you. Can't do it without you. And don't go away. Zone's up next.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-6000.